Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I think it was just a product of, you know, some of the type of runs that we were kind of going with. He might not necessarily have been on the field for. You know, we have obviously a good amount of runs with him in, you know, and, you know, I got to do a better job of making sure that I'm getting to those that, you know, just getting him on the field. But, you know, you see how dynamic he is on the field when he's on the field, you know, so it's obviously it's a combination of, I don't want to say managing his load, but making sure that we obviously have him all year. But I obviously got to make sure I get him on the field more because, as you guys saw last night, good things happen when he's out there. And
that is Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady, obviously talking about Arch Manning, who was not on our primetime players list. You know, a dominant game against Vanderbilt. No, he's talking about Dalton Kincaid there. Another great game for him. Was it 6 for over 100 yards and a touchdown?
6 for 101 and a touchdown.
Yeah. He has ascended. I don't know if he's an elite player yet. That I'm not going to throw him into that group with Allen and Cook. But I'd say at this point now, 3 years in, he has been a hit for being it's just not a home run, it's probably more like a double.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that over what it was.
Yep.
But it is getting interesting to see how productive Kincaid has been with the limited snap share that he's been getting. That is kind of this interesting balancing act. We've talked with Sal Capaccio about this multiple times, and I continue to be fascinated by the idea of maybe play him a little bit more, maybe give him 50% of the snaps consistently through the season and see what you can do with that. But also, currently, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it sounds like Brady should want to fix it. And he's saying, I need to do better with that sort of thing.
We'll see if anything ends up happening, though. Before we get to our calls, we do have news.
We do have some news. First of all, this one was a little bit ago. The Sabres placed Jason Zucker on injured reserve, by the way. Predated to, I do believe, a week ago. You could predate it up to like where the ailment begins. Mm-hmm. But Zucker on IR, he's worse than he was yesterday. Doubtful he could even come close to Thursday. Zucker not playing. Yuri Kulik doubtful for Thursday as well against St. Louis. Tyson Kozak, the player that might be there, because head coach Lindy Ruff saying, I wouldn't rule out Kozak for Thursday. Zach, Jakobi Meyers has been traded.
Yes. Goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a fourth and a sixth round pick.
There it
is. So Meyers, one of the big names for receivers, he goes to Jacksonville. This makes a lot of sense. The Jaguars do win. They're in a playoff spot. They're actually the team that is barricading the Chiefs from getting in at this point. And also, Travis Hunter is out indefinitely. He picked up a knee injury. His ACL is intact, but he is out indefinitely. And he, for most intents and purposes, was their second wide receiver. And Brian Thomas Jr. hasn't had the best season by any stretch of the imagination. There were rumblings like a week and a half ago that he was on the trade block.
He did play better, though.
He did play better. They get Meyers and a fourth and a sixth. It's a guy that's on an expiring contract. Makes a lot of sense here. I was never really on the Jakobi Meyers trade.
I didn't love that idea for the caliber of player. I don't think he's necessarily what I'd call that good. But if you need him to fill in as the number two receiver at the moment and hope that Brian Thomas Jr. can just wake up, that's not a bad deal. And then if Hunter comes back and he's healthy, Meyers is suddenly your third. It helps the depth chart all around. I just don't think Myers is anything special.
We'll see, though, if this does set up more of a wide receiver market where, okay, Myers goes for a fourth and a sixth. Does Olave go for a second? Because he's not on that expiring contract. You have the fifth-year option, and he's younger.
A market has been established is more or less what's going on here now.
Yep.
But we'll see what happens throughout the rest of the day.
803-0550, again, the number to call. I want to jump on here, give your thoughts on the trade deadline. As promised, we've got some callers waiting patiently, and we'll go to them. First up, Steve is on the line. Steve, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. You know, always an exciting the final day here for trade deadline. I was really kind of the mindset that they're going to just do something to bolster the defensive line, mm-hmm. just given the amount of snaps that are probably going to be vacated versus what's available on offense for the asset they're going to have to spend to fill it. But Olave would probably be, you know, if Beam was going to take a swing, that would be the one. Isn't that the one kind of target that Josh would want, as somebody that's a little smaller and speedy? And then how much would we really get him on the field if we did acquire him?
I think it's my thing, Steve, I know a lot of people brought that up with just, you know, would Brady be willing to use Olave if they were to trade for him? That's my thing. If they did trade for him, to me, in my eyes, that would signal discussions have been had internally. The passing game is going to change a little bit. Olave will be used. He will be used as a one with Kincaid as the complement and Shakir as the complement. And we're going to go from there, you know, piece in Josh Palmer and Keon Coleman as you may. That's why I don't see Olave as likely for the Bills. It would signal, I think, a big change for the Bills philosophically. And at this point, they have enough justification, whether it be, Steve, as you mentioned, the injuries on defense or the fact that they are scoring points. And they did dominate the Chiefs in how they want to play on offense with Palmer out, to maybe not do this. It's why I still look at the Saints, but I do look at, if they wanted to, Rashid Shaheed, he adds an element they don't maybe have with the speed and the deep threat. Or a Carl Granderson. Defensive line, edge/defensive tackle help. They can also kind of move people around with where he's at. He's 28, so if you want to sign him past this year, you maybe could. We'll see. It's something to keep an eye on. I just, for me, that's why I do go hands off with Olave, because I think it's a fair criticism to bring up that would Brady even use him? For me, it is much more, oh no, I think if they got him, he'd be forced to use him. It would also be an acknowledgement that the everybody eats and these last 2 years have been not a failure, but not worked to the level they wanted.
And by the way, more on Myers, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, it seems like the Steelers were also involved on trying to acquire him.
Unsurprising. They traded away George Pickens and immediately tried to replace him.
Unsurprising. I don't know why they did both of those things, because look, I would have loved having my crash out Kings at wide receiver one and two. On a team that does typically have wide receiver crash outs.
No, like, guys, like, lean into your identity.
Lean into
Don't run from it. Be who you are.
The standard is the standard.
The
after
standard
all.
Is the standard. Be great defensively and have crash outs on offense. You're half there with Rodgers as your quarterback. You're
already there. And you're
trading
for DK. Like, keep Pickens.
Just be who you are.
Don't
be
blink.
Proud of it.
Kajad, it's off.
Oh. We were robbed.
We were robbed.
What could have been a fun season with the Steelers? And so we have to look at them and go, oh, they're kind of garbage still. I know Baltimore's one win and five losses, but they're still going to be the favorites because they're kind of garbage. But instead we could have had fun. Instead, no. They're still looking for a second receiver because they traded Pickens away, who's on a bad Dallas team now.
But also that removes the player that I was really more or less like, don't trade for this guy. That's where I'm still relatively okay by it.
So you're good with it.
But also, it's the team currently barricading the Chiefs at the 7th spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
No matter how bad you feel about the Jaguars, they are in a playoff spot and they hold that tiebreaker over Kansas City.
I am
like you mentioned, like there's a lot of teams that hold
tiebreakers. They've lost a lot of head-to-head tiebreakers that are not going to bode well for them.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones here. Mike is up next. Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, excited for trade deadline. Listen, I want the Bills to start taking the Los Angeles Rams approach. I am not interested in a defenseman, a wide receiver, a offensive lineman when it comes to drafting them at the back half of the first round. I would much rather, when you're in the prime of Josh Allen's career, go and use those picks to a team that's rebuilding to get a player that's proven to then boost your chance. The Rams did it. They threw away tons of draft picks. And you know what? They won a Super Bowl off of it. So let's not value these number one draft picks when you have a team that consistently drafts in the back half of the back couple picks of the first round. They need to start trading those picks away, getting talent. There's no room there's no time anymore for let's draft and develop these players to be, to work alongside Allen. Allen doesn't have, he has time. I'm not saying he's running out of time, in the next couple of years, but in this elite window, it's limited. It's going to start regressing. So let's start adding pieces. I wouldn't care if they traded next year's number one, two. I'm not a draft pick guy. Mm-hmm. It's proven that the Rams did it. They won a Super Bowl, and I'd like the Bills to start taking that approach.
Mike, thanks for the call. I love the idea on paper because it worked for the Rams. And what also is not talked about with the Rams users, they had to take their medicine the year after they won the Super Bowl.
They had a dreadful year after.
But then they started nailing the draft again. And now they've retooled through the draft. They do the one real quick to get, guys like Vaughn and Jalen Ramsey, and they nailed that. Then they go back to the draft, though. We also kind of have the negative of this. Washington, Samuel, Tunsil, and there's another guy they went for, but I saw a Washington reporter the other night, Sunday night, talking about the Seattle loss. They used 8 draft picks on like 3 players. And they're 3-5, 3-6 now?
3-5.
And yeah, I mean, it doesn't help that Jane Daniels is probably now out for the year and they've had to go to Marcus Mariota before. But even still.
Oh, it is 3-6.
That's the negative of it. And I'm not saying Mike is wrong here. I love the idea. I'm more of a draft guy, it sounds like, than Mike is. And I like the draft picks. I like the darts at the dartboard, especially because it is, I hate saying it like this, but it is true. The cheap labor. You get potentially elite players. It's why we're talking about
contracts.
Chris Olave. It's why we're talking about some of those guys. You get them on very cheap contracts that you can use. Now, the problem is you got to hit, right? Recently, though, or at least this draft class, the Bills have done a pretty darn good job of that. Max Harrison through 2 games looks like a bit of a game changer on defense. Deion Walker has flat out been a game changer.
He's been fun at the very minimum to watch. Put up these pop plays every now and then every game.
Cole Bishop, now that Taylor Rapp's not next to him. I don't know what happened there. He just had his breakout game against Kansas City. He's a second-year player. Right. Kincaid in his third year, finally breaks out. But what does he look like last year if he doesn't pick up all those injuries? Maybe it's a little bit different for him, and we're all talking far more positively. I think there's a healthy balance to take with this. I think if a player becomes available that would really change you, do it. But for the most part, you probably should be adding draft picks to throw more darts to the dartboard.
So there's a healthy balance to it. They are going to trade a pick here today, probably. You don't set up the cap restructure to do nothing. Is really my best way to buy that. By the way, Diana Rossini reporting the Bills were also in on the looks for Jacoby Myers. So it does look like Brandon Bean is up and we know that Brandon Bean's up and running, but it is now reported that he's been tied to something that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
So we know he's working the phones based on the reports at this point.
I love the word inquired, though. And I'm not saying anything bad about Rossini. It's just you hear this, and I know Bean's been brought this up too, inquired. This could literally mean Bean's like, hey, what would you want for him? Oh, that? Okay, cool, bye.
Raiders
and never talked
wanted,
to him again.
Raiders reportedly wanted a third. They got close to that in terms of draft value mm-hmm. with the fourth and a sixth, but they wanted a third. Bean probably just go, yeah. Hey, what are you talking about here for Jacoby Myers? I want a third. Nah, dog.
I find it funny because there is a real chance here the Bills made one phone call, maybe two, just to see, and that was it. Or, because this is what inquired means, it could mean a magnitude of different things. Or it could be the Bills are punching air right now because they didn't get Jacoby Myers and have been trying desperately and have been diligent in their efforts, and we don't know which it is.
And you know what it is, though? You also say they were interested, right? Say they wanted him. You're also fighting against a team that has 13 picks entering the day.
Yeah, they're going to do a dance a little bit better than you.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars were like, yeah, we'll throw an extra pick in there. Why not?
Very much the opposite of the New Orleans Saints, who come in today with five.
Jaguars still have 11 picks after that trade. Three in the third round, by the way.
And they did some dancing, this past draft, to go get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, they don't have a first, but they have three thirds.
Mm.
Wild stuff.
They may not have a quarterback, though, and that's kind of the most important thing. Let's go back to the phones real quick before our next timeout. JJ is up next. JJ, how are we doing?
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to say something real quick about draft picks regarding both the Bills and the Sabres. Number mm-hmm. one, the Bills are standing on the cusp of a title. And you have to be pretty young if you can even stomach the word future or potential and be a Buffalo sports fan. You got to be younger than like 35 or 40. Okay, number one, they're standing on the cusp of a title. Send away whatever draft picks you have to. If you need to rebuild it after they go off in a blaze of glory, we'll deal with that later. It is time to win a title. Now, as far as the Sabres are concerned, they have more first-round draft picks in their organization than any other team in the National Hockey League, except maybe Chicago. If the Sabres are playing as well as they are and they have an opportunity to bring in some experience, which they need, send away the draft picks. The Vegas Golden Knights have only drafted four players in each of the last three drafts. Goes to show you how many guys actually make the NHL. Mm. The Sabres should be sending away their picks for different reasons, but both teams should be sending away picks at this moment. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
JJ, love the call. I think what's funny with this for me, Derek, is as I just mentioned with the Bills, like I'd like it to be a little bit more of a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the complete opposite with the Sabres. I am, like, for the most part, trade away your prospects, trade away your picks. And it's for it's because it's different reasons.
It's also because they're both kind of in the same boat in different bars.
But in different bars. Like so for the Bills, though, for me, I just don't want the house of cards to tumble.
JJ says,
like you keep making the playoffs, don't botch this for one last-ditch effort at the title. Where for the Sabres, for me, it's, guys, you just need to make the bleeping playoffs. And you've got a lot of prospects that aren't getting in. Get rid of them and get NHL guys in. Let's go.
But they're also at the same point. They're mm-hmm. at a crossroads. Both franchises, they're just at different points of it.
Yeah.
The Bills, as JJ says, championship window. Make that push. Sabres, they're playing like a promising team right now. Can you bolster it, especially with the injuries at center? Should you? And those are fine balancing acts. And we're going to have to find these things out together. Very excited to see what happens throughout the day, though.
Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour as the Sabres are in action tonight at home. They will take on Utah. JJ Paterka's return, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.